It's Friday, June 24th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today: worker unrest and mental health data, and the three things I noted about Kaseya this week. This is the Business of Tech. Yesterday, I talked about broader economic issues. Today, I want to talk about some of those impacts on work. Zillow, as reported in the Washington Post, with research on home prices. Remote work is fueling suburban home values, rising faster than in urban areas, as laptop working buyers prioritize affordability and larger floor plans over shorter commutes. The rise in suburban home values is a reversal of previous norms and from the first 15 months of the pandemic, according to Zillow. And all that worker unrest? Well, maybe it's bosses too. Quoting from Axios, 70% of C-level executives told Deloitte pollsters that they seriously might resign for a job that better supports their well-being. 83% said they'll expand their company's well-being benefits over the next 1 to 2 years, while 77% said companies should be required to report workforce well-being metrics publicly. 20% of C-suiters said they'd banned after-hours emailing, and 35% said they make employees take breaks during the day. 57% of employees in the Deloitte survey said they were fed up enough to quit, too. And for those employees, there's a disconnect. 84% of C-suite execs said they thought their workers were thriving from a mental health perspective, but only 59% of employees rated their mental health as excellent or good. 91% of the honchos said they saw themselves as caring leaders, but just 56% of workers thought their bosses cared about their well-being. And while talking about work-life balance, a new report focuses on the value Gen Z, those born between 1997 and 2012, place on it. Remember, they'll make up 27% of the workforce in 3 years. The report shows that a generation that prizes family and well-being over money-making isn't afraid to job hop and sees civic participation as vital to advancing their values. On average, they spend about 2 years at a job versus 5 years for Gen X and 8 for boomers. There's a lot more in this report. This data is backed up by specific MSP data in the Evolving Landscape of MSP Business report from Barracuda. 78% said they need to make substantial improvements to address employee well-being. And I spotted a report out of South Africa on the SMB market there. I'll note that that report also says the same thing. 95% of decision makers have experienced stress due to work. Commissioned by Xero, the accounting package, there's a notable focus on accountants as strategic advisors, including a push by one-third of customers into online strategy. Now, why do we care? I've started to see some pushback on remote work and employee power, and I'm waiting for the data. It might be there, but then again, people buying homes is a big commitment. It's not going to be given up lightly. I'm going to dwell more on the mental health data here. Delivering IT services can be a pretty grueling job. Support roles are generally binary. Either you're not noticed or you're fighting fires, which isn't easy. With tech workers as hard to find as they are, I'd struggle to see an example of overinvestment here. Labor remains the most expensive portion of the P&L for providers, so why not overinvest here? Out in Las Vegas this week, Kaseya held their Connect IT event, and one product announcement did catch my eye. It's an AI-powered recommendation engine called Cooper that's being added to the company's solutions. It's designed to call attention to product functionality that users are paying for, but not benefiting from. The goal? A 10 to 15% increase in technician efficiency by pointing out the most powerful aspects of the Kaseya kit that customers have but aren't using. The product is scheduled to reach the market in November. Also notable for those tracking, Kaseya closed their acquisition of Datto. I've included a link to Channel ED's coverage, and I wanted to note one item. Datto Senior VP of Business Development, Rob Ray, was quoted in the press release, which is generally a sign he's sticking around. Also sticking around is CISO Ryan Weeks. Now, why do we care? The Cooper name for the product is the CEO's dog, so you know. I'm not really sure how I feel about that. Two reasons to care here. First, among all the announcements, this AI one is the only one I think matters. I want to see this both released and supported before I get too excited. I'll cite Logic Now's Logic Cards as the same idea announced in 2015 that now Enable has long abandoned as the reason why I'm skeptical. That said, building actual intelligence into the leveraged systems will unlock some real power. These will also make service delivery just a bit more commoditized. Don't get me wrong, I'm both excited about the possibility and believe it's the direction the market is demanding. Just know that if the system tells you what to do, it moves more toward commodity. The second reason to care? Kaseya's leadership is writing checks to keep high-profile staff. At a very minimum, acknowledge they see value in those positions and those people. The cynical answer would be that writing a check is to keep any mass exodus at bay. An optimistic explanation is that it's an actual investment in the missions of those roles and people. I'm assured of being right on the first, and only time will tell on the second. Remember Huntress, the cyber startup that helps MSPs detect footholds and persistent malware? If you haven't checked out their platform recently, it might be time for a fresh look. Huntress has added a ton of new features and functionality to its managed security platform, including EDR capabilities, a powerful next-gen antivirus, ransomware detection, and much, much more. They're on a mission to secure the 99%, those small and mid-market businesses, via IT services companies. Visit huntress.com/MSPradio to learn more and more about how they can help you grow your cybersecurity practice or start a free 21-day trial. Thanks for listening. Today was National Take Your Dog to Work. I hope those pooches enjoyed it because it was also Cream Tea Day. There'll be a bonus episode this weekend, and I will talk to you again on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.